Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 10, Mishnah 8 of Maseches Nedarim. Says the Mishnah, Hafaras Nedarim, the cancellation of Nedarim by the father or husband, can be done kol hayom, can be done the entire day that he hears about the Neder until the night comes. Yesh badavar la'akel l'achmir. Because of this, the window of time he has to cancel the Neder could vary. Sometimes the matter is going to be strict, meaning there's a long time. Sometimes it's sometimes it's lenient, or the other way around, right? It doesn't make a difference, right? Sometimes it's going to be lenient, sometimes it's going to be strict, sometimes it's going to be a long amount of time that I'll have to do it, sometimes he'll have a short amount of time to do it. Kitzad, what do you mean? Nadra b'leil Shabbos, if she made a neder in front of her husband on the night of Shabbos, on Friday night, yafer b'leil Shabbos of Yom HaShabbos ad shetechshach. He can cancel the neder on the night of Shabbos and on the day of Shabbos until nightfall, when Shabbos ends. So he has almost 24 hours. Nadrayim chashicha, but if she made a vow in front of him as the night was falling at the end of Shabbos, like a shalshudas, right? She makes a neder. Mifir ad shalot techshich, so he can cancel the neder only before nightfall, which leaves him with like a, you know, half an hour or so. Shem chashcha velo hefir, because if the night fell and he hadn't yet canceled it, in a yechol hafir, cannot cancel it anymore. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches and also of Perek Yud. Now on to Perek Yud Aleph, says the Mishnah as follows. Ve'ilu nedarim shehu mefir. These are nedarim and shvuos that a father or husband can cancel. Zevarim sheyish behem inoy nefesh. Things that are about personal suffering. Im erach erchatz, for example, if she says that if she takes a bath today, then she's not going to be able to take a bath ever again. V'im lo erchatz, or if she says that I swear that I will never take a bath again. Im et kashet, or if she says that she can never beautify herself again if she does it today. V'im lo et kashet, or if she says that I'll just never, you know, beautify myself ever again. Since not being able to bathe or beautify yourself will cause suffering, so these types of things could be canceled. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Ein elu nidre inoy nefesh. Those nadarim that depend on not bathing or beautifying herself for one day are not nadarim of personal suffering, because going for a single day without bathing or beautifying herself is considered only a minor discomfort and not real suffering. So in other words, the things that are just specifically for that day are not going to work, are not going to be actual real suffering. That brings, according to Rabbi Yossi, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph of Perek Yud Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis, but for now, have a wonderful day.